deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
Texas job and show. I ain't working here no more. Before my dog left, took all the reasons I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out that door. In this factory for now 15 years. All this time I watched my woman drowning in a pool of tears. And I've seen a lot of good folks die and a lot of bills to pay. I'd get a shirt right off my back if I had the guts to say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left, took all the reason I was working for. Better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. You can take this job and shove it. I ain't foreman, he's a regular dog. The line boss, he's a fool. He got a flat top haircut. Lord, boy, thinks he's cool. One of these days, I'm gonna blow my tongue. That sucker, he's gonna die. I can't wait till I get the nerve to walk up to him and say, take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. A woman done left, took the reason that I was working for. You better not try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. You can take this job and shove it. I ain't working. Job and shove.
Gangsters, what's up, guys?
What's up? I'll tell you what's up. Have you taken a look around at some of these stores like Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, Target? Half of your department stores. What the fuck is going on out there? I thought I was crazy. They're fucking crazy. They already have Christmas decorations up. And not just decorations. Artificial Christmas trees, bulbs, packages. Why? Why are we jumping the gun on this so freaking early? I do not understand this. I just don't get it. Is it really going to matter? If you put it out that much early, are you going to make that much more in sales? I don't think you really are. I don't understand. I walked in, here in my world, the normal, which I would never say I was normal, but now I think I'm normal because I'm setting up for a Halloween party, the annual Halloween party. I walk into Home Depot to get some stuff to set up for the Halloween party. And they have freaking Christmas trees all lit up. You're hearing the music. Are you kidding me? You're hearing the music. It's one thing to have the decorations, maybe. Maybe. But to hear the Christmas music. And I was told some of these stores started setting up the last couple weeks of September. And they're like, well, Jay, you start setting up for your Halloween party in September. You're right. Sometimes August. But at least I'm getting ready for what? Halloween. I don't understand, but, you know, it's just me. I'm freaking weird like that. You go into Walmart, they don't have hardly anything for Halloween except for a few shitty costumes. And next row, they've got 3, 4, even 5 rows of Christmas decorations. So, for Walmart, I say this. Mm-hmm.
you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene. Trick or treat.
Tell your neighbors how you die.
Sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. 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 Halloween.
In this tower we call home. Everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Down that corner then, hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting as it pounces and how you scream.
It's a Halloween.
Red and black.
It's bloody green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
Jonathan Trace!
I am the wind that blew your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
Halloween, Halloween.
Just as often everywhere, life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job.
But we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
In this town.
Don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Let a tin jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your
skin. This is Halloween. Everybody's free.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
The one that Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now this is Halloween. This is Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
From the citizens of Halloween, from the movie Nightmare Before Christmas. That, of course, is This Is Halloween. And that's what it is, people. It's Halloween. Halloween. We still have 2 months to go before Christmas. I don't think I'm out of line by saying, do you think we're getting ahead of ourselves? Every year it comes a little earlier. When I was a kid, I couldn't wait for Christmas to come. But this is ridiculous. You're bypassing Thanksgiving and Halloween. I mean, come on. I mean, this might be the reason why some people never take down their Christmas decorations, because they're like, well, it's just going to be here tomorrow, you know? And I mean, if you guys go into a department store and you see Christmas, I mean, why not next weekend have Santa Claus there? Let's get a jump on it. Let's sit on his lap. Let's do it. Why don't I, next week, just start playing the outrageous Christmas tunes that I'm famous for around Christmas time? I should start playing them next week because I don't have enough time to play them all in December. Well, you know what? Why don't I just get a jump on it? Why wait till next week? You know what I'm saying? Why don't I just play one of those wacky Christmas songs right now?
We're going up to Bethlehem.
I'm just saying. Just saying.
Back off, fat man!
All right, look, I'm sorry. I went on this little rant, this little tangent, but you can't blame me. It's ridiculous. Pretty soon the parking lots are going to be just as full as they are around Christmas time. It's not Christmas, it's Halloween! And I promise you next week I won't play any Christmas songs. We'll just strictly keep it the way it's supposed to be. Oh, where were we? Oh, yes, we are. I think we're doing a show. Yes. Hello!
Hello!
And welcome to the 44th floor of the Kroger Condom and Artificial Christmas Tree Plant, right here in Las Vegas.
Las Vegas!
Yeah, Las Vegas! It's another week, and it's another episode of the Rockin' Comedy Show. We had the listener party last week. We'll be talking about that for all of you that showed up for that. It is. I'm
putting myself together. I'm going to take my medicine. I'm going to feel all right. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be good.
Maybe it's little things like that that make me crazy. Just, I can't believe it. Christmas. And it's the second week of October. Come on. All right, enough said. I think I've said my piece. I do bring you the show each and every week from the padded walls of my electric sandbox right up here on the 44th floor with our 3 watts of power and more. This is episode 87, and on the show, your Christmas wish comes a little early. Mad Mike is back from vacation. My little buddy, my co-host, will be here momentarily. I'm excited because whenever he's here, you never know what's going to happen. He brings those how-tos and... God knows what he's got stored up there, plus what happened on vacation and all that stuff. If you want, you can send us an email. We do have a new email address specifically for the show. That is rockincomedyshow@hilarious.com. That's right, rockincomedyshow@hilarious.com. You can find us online at rockincomedyshow.com. We've got archive shows up there, as you know. Video, there's some great video of the interview with Jerry Bednob. We've got the race with Bobby Slayton up there. Much, much more. You're not going to want to miss that. We're also on MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, Cops. Cops. If I were on Cops, I'd be the guy with the mullet, the dirty, stained wife beater shirt, the cutoffs, be like, I didn't see nothing, officer. She came out of nowhere and she just smacked me in the back of the head. I just don't know. So, if you want to email us, remember,
you've got mail. You've got mail. You've got mail.
Yeah. We have the new address, rockincomedyshow@hilarious.com. Plus, you can email us individually if you would like, crazyj@comic.com. crazyjcomic.com. I'm also on MySpace, myspace.com/crazyj13, Facebook, and all that good stuff. On the show today, however, we've got Not in the News, the Crazy 8 Countdown. On this countdown, we're going to be counting down, this is part one of some of our favorite Halloween songs, so we'll have that for you a little bit later on. Plus, a friend of the show who has not been on in a very, very long time, but he's great, he's fun, he was here at the Improv. Mike Pace is going to be here.
Yay, it's Mike Pace, yay!
Guy's great. He's going to be here, and we've got some how, we got a how-to, probably just one, because he's lazy, and he just got back from vacation. I'm talking about my buddy, Matt Mike, who's going to be here, but right now, let's rock out, shall we?
Walking with the dead man over my shoulder.
It's been 2 weeks, but as promised, he's back. It's Mad Mike.
Hey.
Hello.
Welcome back. A lot of things have happened in 2 weeks.
I pooped on my finger.
Nice.
Smell like a doo-doo.
Are you finished?
No. My finger doesn't smell like a doo-doo.
Phoenix has seemed to change you.
How's your back? How's your brother there?
Anyway, welcome back, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Let's say the listener party went very well. Yay!
It really did.
Yeah, thank you all for coming out. I did get a comment left on MySpace.
That was an awesome
listener
show.
Party. It was awesome.
Fucking Colby Calais right there. I see her. She's hot.
She is hot.
I'd Colby some Calais.
Would you?
Maybe. She had to pay me. Yeah, like $4.99.
All right.
I wouldn't even do $5. I'd do $4.99.
So anyway, we did the listener party. It was a big success. Many of you had a great time. I had a great time. Larry G. Jones rocking out to some rock band.
Yeah, dude, we all did. We all did a lot of good shit.
Anna, who we met, she was in the winning band.
Yeah, she's Asian.
Yeah. She writes, "Hey, guys, just downloaded your radio show from iTunes. Loved listening to it. I am now a subscriber to the Rockin' Comedy Show. More power to you guys, and hopefully I'll see you at your next event."
Damn, Skippy, you better.
But anyway, so we had the listener party. It was fun. A lot of people came out. Sharon Paquette made an appearance. Larry G. Jones was there.
Hold up. The best appearance was from my mom.
Your mom, yeah. who apparently had, she brought a friend with her. It was called alcohol.
Yeah, dude. Let me tell you what. My mom was sipping some Crown Royal all night long.
Which I have to say, I was pretty impressed because your mom hates this show.
Yeah, she doesn't listen to it at
all.
No,
she hates it. And she came to the party, so that was awesome.
Yeah, she. My mom is convinced. You know, it's the weirdest thing. My mom's convinced on the radio show that it's just not funny. But yet when she's with me, she's like, oh my God, you're so funny. I'm like, I know, that's why I do the show.
She came up to me at the end of the night when we're getting ready to leave. And I was sitting in the chair, just kind of, you know, chilling out. And she came up to me and she goes, "So, you're going to piss off all your listeners when you go on Sirius and you're going to charge them for this?" And I'm like, I've done this show for free for 18 years. I thought she was going to attack me.
I know.
Why do you care?
And my mom was like, "So you're trying to get all of these people on the show onto the radio, but what about you?" I was like, "No, Mom, you got it the other way around. They're trying to help us get on the radio." You should be like, "What about them?" But then we'll be on the radio, and then they will be able to come on the show and then get more listeners and so on and so forth. That's how it works. My mom was so drunk, she had...
Yeah.
She was gone.
That sounds good.
Yeah,
and then she swore she wasn't going to do karaoke. She did.
And she picked a song that she just had no idea what was going on.
But it was funny.
Yeah.
I wish we could have recorded that. That was really fun.
My mom was just like, "And what the fuck does that say?"
And then, of course, Martin Andrew was there. And it was fun singing with Larry G. Jones and just rocking out.
Yeah.
If Rock Band would have been an official sponsor that night, we would have sold 3 units to Glenn,
yeah,
to Martin Andrews, and to Michael Johns. They were like, yeah.
So you hear that, Rock Band? Call us.
Call us.
Yeah.
We got some comments that have come in since you've been gone.
Really?
Jerry Bednob, of course, did the show while you were away and was very upset.
He was.
You heard that interview. What'd you think of that? I think it's cool that guy actually listens to the show.
I was deeply honored to notice that I was 3/4 of that interview and I wasn't even there.
Yeah, and he goes, "What?" At the end, he goes, "What's going to be on the video part?" I said, "Well, the highlights of the interview." What interview? I go, "Well, the parts where you talk about Mike. He's going to fucking upstage me and he's not even here?"
Yeah.
Very funny guy. We saw him live. I saw him a couple of times the week that he was here.
Oh, dude, great guy.
Real fun guy.
I did get to meet him, by the way, everybody.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
And he wants to come back on the show next time he's in Vegas.
Yeah,
he's welcome anytime. That guy's badass.
Yes.
And, of course, Aurora Snow was here while you were gone.
Yeah, what the hell? Every time I leave, you get, like, the porn stars and the penthouse
ladies. No, wait. This is the first time that's happened.
Didn't I leave? Who did you interview last time I left?
Well, Bobby Slayton was the co-host last time. He's pretty attractive, but yeah. He's no Aurora Snow.
No. I thought you interviewed some... Oh, no. That's right. It wasn't that, but Liz came into town. And I missed
right.
seeing
you
her.
You missed Liz.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Just my luck.
So your vacation was good?
Dude, it was awesome. I got to go up there, and it was... Have you ever done... what do they call it? Water ballooning?
Water ballooning.
Yeah, have you ever done that?
No.
No? It's where basically you...
Do you use three balloons for that?
Yeah. You know all about that. Basically, it's where you take a water balloon, and then you set it on the counter, and you watch it for about 15 minutes.
And the point for this is?
I just thought I did a little bit of that.
Wow. Phoenix is a hot vacation spot.
Yeah. Well, you know, as Mr. Bedknob pointed out, you know, I'm not exactly rolling in the dough for Hawaii. So, no, man, I had a lot of fun. Went out there, saw, Michael and Fungan and all my friends out there, and we had a lot of fun. Michael's having some great luck out there. He crashed one car, got a rental, or no, he took out a Nissan Altima, and, had it for, like, not even half a day. He just was borrowing it for, like, the night to check it out. Somebody wrecked it. But, so, two cars in, like, less than a week. And I was just like, wow. He bought a car while I was out there. And I did some mountain biking. That was a lot of fun. Did some swimming. I actually got to go to the gym.
But you had a problem with one of the bikes out there.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God. Did I ever. So, here I am chilling, you know, going up this hill, and I'm powering right, And I'm having a bit of a tough time, you know, because I haven't really done a lot of cardio or any type of working out really for a while, you know, because of my injury and stuff. But so I'm like really going up the hill, and I'm standing on the bike, right, because I'm really trying to power up it, right, even though you're supposed to be sitting down. I'm standing. Fuck off, okay? And then my foot slips off of the pedal, and the bike jumps up, and I hit it on the very end of the bicycle seat. And it just totally violates me. Totally violates me. Hits me right in the anus. Misses all the bones and hits me right in the anus. I was like, oh, son of a bitch. Oh, dude, yeah, that sucked. And then Michael's like, you hurt? I was like, just my feelings.
Nice.
Yeah.
And but, you also, you were out there, had to go see... somebody about your skin problem. Now, is this related to weird chick with the bumps that was actually at the listener party, right?
Yeah, she was, yeah. No, that's the thing is, I don't know what brought it about, but I started off with, like, this little rash on my chest, right? I'm like, oh, it's no big deal, just cover with a Band-Aid. You know, just keep it from getting irritated. Maybe I irritated it. I don't fucking know. I'm not a goddamn doctor. And then, a couple days later, all of a sudden, it's, like, popped up on little spots on my chest. More, like, little spots. I'm like, oh, that's really weird. So I wanted to go see the doctor, but I took the day off because I wanted to go and see a doctor. But I took my car in to go get its oil change, and, like, well, your right axle, right front axle is all fucked up, and that's going to be $300. So, damn it, I don't have a car, so I couldn't do anything. And then right then, I left. So by the time I got... to Phoenix, I had it on my chest, my back, on my neck, on my face. It's itching like fucking crazy. I don't know what's going on with me. I go into a Walgreens, like, you know, minute clinic thing, and I'm like, Doc, you got to help me. What the hell's going on? And she's like, well, I think you have a fungus. I was like, a what? Here. And she gives me... she gives me athlete's foot cream and tells me to rub it all over my body, okay? I'm not one giant fucking athlete's foot, okay? That doesn't sound right. So I was like, I need a second opinion. Go see a dermatologist. She's like, oh, well, the good news is it's going to go away. The bad news is not for, like, 2 months. I was like, are you serious? She's like, yeah, you have what's called pityriasis rosea. I'm like, fuck. I was like, well, not only do I have it on my chest and my back, but I've got it on my face. She's like, oh, really? It rarely goes to the face. It kind of sucks. I'm like, yeah. She says, well, you're lucky because, you know, sometimes it can be itchy. I'm like, it itches like crazy. She's like, oh, that sucks too. You got pretty much like the worst possible scenario for this stupid person.
And all she can say is, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks.
That sucks.
And so she gave me some steroids, and I was like, I would go and see it. And basically, what it is like, it's like having, like, chicken pox, only for big kids. Only you can't spread it. It's not contagious or anything.
Right.
It's just like fucking chicken pox, but only on the upper half of your stupid body. And so I get these, they tell me to go get these steroids. So I go back to Walgreens, go in, and I'm buying the said steroids. And the lady's like, have you ever used this before? I'm like, no. I was like, will it make me buff? She's all, maybe. I was like, oh, can I eat it? She's like, yeah, I wouldn't do that. I was like, oh, will I get like a roid rage if I take too much? She's like, I don't know. Like, are you a doctor? Who are you? Do you even know what this is? Try to read the label to you. But, either way, that sucked. You know, I had that going on, and I came back and got more shots. I'm all fucked up right now. I don't know what's going on. And I get back, and more crazy shit happens, only on your end.
That's right. We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
Let's do some comments.
Okay. I got a comment. Huh?
Okay.
Oh, I thought we were going to do those first.
Yeah. If you have a comment, then do it.
Yeah, I have a comment.
Well, then comment.
On what?
I don't know. You said you had a comment.
You tell me what you want me to comment on.
Shut up. All right. Our first one comes from Parker. Jay, nice job with the Aurora Snow interview. She was very informative about what goes on behind the scenes. And the it's so funny, Martin Andrew, who was helping me do that interview. And he apparently went and watched a couple of her movies after the interview was done.
Yeah.
And he was like, she took 3 cocks in the ass.
Holy shit.
I'm like, well, she has that anal prep kit.
Yeah, dude, right?
He's like, she's nasty. He goes, I wouldn't have got that from that interview. And he goes, her videos, and I go, yeah, they're triple X. They're for a reason. They're
See, now, you mentioned this earlier, triple X. I thought anything that was just X was triple X.
No, they have X, double X, and triple X. Triple X is like the hardcorest.
So what would it be an X?
Just mild, regular pounded.
Like a boob shot? Like what?
Well, no, it's regular. It's regular heart.
A regular pounding.
Yeah, regular pounding, so to speak.
So
you
that's
know?
Like porn for Mormons? Like just missionary style?
Well, no, I mean, it's just not as explicit as a triple X movie. Like, you know, triple penetration and, you know, bukkake.
So
bukkake
like
would be another.
Boot cake?
Boot cake.
Isn't it a Halloween treat?
Bill Myers writes, glad to see you can still put a show together and write it solo when that crazy son of a bitch pickle-loving knucklehead goes out of town. Really well, I don't know what's going on. I'll keep you updated. So I go to the doctor, call him back and say, yeah, there's no way I'm coming in today. And I go to work the next day, and I take him off to the side to say, hey, look, this is what's going on. I have a kidney stone, and I'm going to have to pass it. He goes, well, you know, everybody has the right to call out. I go, I understand, but I'm just letting you know that if I'm at this desk by myself and I have to pass this thing, I'm going home.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. I'm going home. And he said, fine. Well, about 4 or 5 days passed, and I did pass it. Here at my house, and I dropped to my knees. I could not wait. It was the worst pain I've ever possibly dealt with in my entire life. I went through a hernia operation, and this was 10 times worse.
Damn.
And it's just a little freaking calcium freaking nugget, nothing. So apparently, while I called out sick, my drawer was $20 short.
But you weren't even there.
Right. But it was apparently from the night before. The person that came in the next day counted it. Who doesn't even work at the Monte Carlo? I know this person. I know she, you know, didn't do anything. All right, so my drawer's $20 short. So I say to Ben, what does this mean? Does this mean I can expect a call to go to the Valley View office? He said, no, I don't think you have anything to worry about. So are you sure? He's like, yeah. And I go, oh, all right. I've had a lot of people work@vegas.com, and you know when you get that call to go to the Valley View office.
Game over.
It's over. No. So I know the routine. So are you going to get the call? No. A week and a half goes by. Haven't heard anything about it. No more has been said about this $20. The night of the listener party, sitting there, I have to work, you know, till 6. Ben is there, and I keep saying, "Hey, you gonna come out tonight? I'm gonna buy you a drink." Oh, well, yeah, I'll be there. Great time we had at the listener party.
We did. It rocked.
It rocked. We had a fantastic time. Next day, about 11 o'clock in the afternoon, the wake-up call. "Hi, Jason. This is Jason Baker. Hi. You working today?" "No." "Can you come in at 4 o'clock? So I'm thinking he's calling me into the Monte Carlo. And I said, "Sure." And he goes, "I'm going to need you to report to the Valley View office."
Oh.
Are you kidding me? So, of course, you know, he wants me there at 4 o'clock. It's 11 o'clock in the afternoon. I have to wait. I know what the outcome is.
Yep. Son of a bitch.
I know. Why can't you just say, "Come in now"?
Why don't you?
Yeah.
But because he is a...
Yeah.
He won't do it.
He won't do it. So I wait. And wait.
That sucks, dude.
And wait.
And wait.
And wait. 4 hours. Stressing you out. Yeah. 4 hours I have to wait to go see Jason the Hutt over at the Valley View office.
Yeah.
We walk in.
Darth Sue.
I walk in, and he says, "Well, we've been doing an investigation of the $20. "Okay. "Well, our investigation has come to the conclusion that your employment with Vegas.com will end today." Sitting next to me is Kristen Keck, who is the head of HR.
Our HR lady.
She's not even firing me. Dickhead is firing me. The fucking snake in the grass who lied to get his position as president of the NCA.
Ooh.
You know, rigged the votes. I don't care what he says. He's the George Bush of Vegas. I don't really care.
He is.
And she doesn't say anything to me except for...
"This is a live check. Don't throw it away."
Oh, well, thank God you pointed it out. Yeah. I'm so stupid. I don't know what a check looks like.
Yeah.
My final check that I'm going to get for who knows how long.
Yeah.
I'm going to just rip it up. I don't want it anymore. Yeah, and she goes, and the other thing she said is, "All your benefits end today." Really? Because I don't have any with you.
Oh, nice.
You know? And he was like, he proceeds to say, after he hands me the check, he proceeds to talk to me. I just get up and leave while he's still talking to me. I'm done with you. The next day, I get a call from Ben. I'm like, why is he calling me?
Yeah.
Jay, you still have a pair of work pants that need to be turned in? If you want to get your commission checks, you're going to have to turn those in. Great. Now my pants are being held for ransom. My check is being held for ransom until I bring you my pants.
I thought, dude, I was laughing so hard. When Ben and Chris are just like, "No, Chris, if he shows up, remember, he can't get his checks unless he brings his pants." Like, are you serious, dude? Are you serious? It doesn't even belong to you. It belongs to the Monte Carlo.
Yeah. So, I go, well, I'll be, you know, I was down on the strip. I was hanging out with Michael Pace, who's going to be on the show today. I said, well, I'll be there about 2 o'clock. No, I'm going to need you to be here about 3:30 or 4 o'clock. No, bitch. You're on my time.
Yeah.
Right? I don't have to report to you. You're not my boss. So because he said that, I refused to go in. I was just like, that's it. I'm not going in. I get the text message from you the next day. Ben wants to know if you're coming in to get your check. He needs to know. He needs to be here. Fine. So I go in there. We check it out. And he's standing there, just letting me stand there. Well, he's helping guests. He's talking on the phone. He's doing whatever. And I stand there for 10 minutes. I'm holding the pants. I've got my Monte Carlo ID. Oh, let me point out that I did tell Jason Baker when I walked out, "Thanks. You did me a favor."
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So I know he's like, "What the hell does that, you know, what the hell does that mean?"
That imply.
So I'm standing there at the desk, holding the pants. And finally, after 10 minutes, he goes, just take those to wardrobe. I go, are you telling me or are you asking me? You know? So I go there, I drop him off, and I come back.
You know, I don't know. When he came back, did he call wardrobe?
When?
When you came back to pick up your checks, did he call wardrobe?
I don't know.
No? You should have just walked around, put the pants back in your car, come back, be like, okay, it's done.
Yeah, I don't really want the pants. So.
I know, but I've been sticking it to the man.
I don't really want the pants. But,
I would have walked in with them on my head, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, he goes, he hands me my commission checks, and he goes to shake my hand. And I go, yeah, I don't shake hands with dishonest people or liars.
Yeah.
And just walked away. And he looked so pissed, you know.
Yeah.
You know. He lied to me, you know.
I busted his balls about not being there and, you know, thought he was a friend, you know.
Yeah.
He's all, well, I don't hang out with people outside of work. I was like, what about when you take Scanlon golfing?
Yeah.
What about when you hang out with all of us at Smith & Walensky? You know? He's like, oh. I was like, what about when you went Scanlon to Wet Republic? Oh, well, that was a company thing. I was like, was it a company thing or was it a concierge thing? Concierge thing. I'm like, well, then it's not a company thing because it wasn't just Vegas.com.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, well, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Here's a company that says your drawer has to have $100 in it.
They never did.
But for 6 months, they've been under $80.
They never did.
And this is a company that charges three times the amount they
Check
should
this out.
For a service fee, and you're worried about $20?
They just fix it to where they're $100. It's already $100.82. Like, it's already messed up.
Yeah.
Already. One day.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't even right to begin with. Like, I've not counted the drawer at exactly 100.
Yeah.
Still. And they've had the same drawer. You know? So, I don't know.
So, needless to say, a lot of people that work in the tour companies, like Adventure Photos and Maverick and that, they were all pretty upset to find out that they released me for just the loss of $20. So, I do have some prospects out there, so it's not anything I'm really, you know, really worried about at this point. I do got
That's right. So if you guys are down on Fremont Street, look Jay up.
Yeah.
Look him up. Help a brother out.
I'm wearing the Mad Mike suit.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just you get that call and I'm like, oh, and they stress, it's my day off and you've stressed me out for 4 hours. And why am I stressed? I know what's happening. And I was going to go in there and go off on him, but I was like, the coolest thing I could do is just act like I don't care.
Absolutely.
And the more I thought about it, I don't. Every day going in there with the guests, it was like, I love the job. I do. I love the aspect of it. But it was just, where's the bathroom? Where's the pool? Tell me about the deuce. Where's the outlet malls? Where's my buffet? Shut up. Just shut up. Have a good time.
Yeah, it's so bad. And you know, it's funny. It's today. I wasn't even concierge. I was literally. I'm not even kidding with you. I was the boarding pass man. Boarding. That's all I did all day.
Right.
I hate boarding passes. I hate them.
Well, I have to point out that one of the last guests that I dealt with before they let me go, he come up to the desk and he's just like, I need to talk to a manager about that lazy river you got out there. Well, what's wrong with it, sir? He goes, it ain't doing much. I go, it's a lazy river. What do you want it to do?
It's lazy, sir.
Yeah, it's lazy. I go, you get on a raft and you just go and have some fun. He goes, it's not doing, it's hardly even moving. I go, it's lazy. It's living up to its name. He goes, there could be a little bit of rapids out there. I go, then it would be a roaring rapid river. It's a lazy river.
You know what? He was so bummed out? Because it was so slow that he'd pee in it and, like, the yellow would linger, you know?
Right.
You go, oh, you're the culprit.
Oh, yeah, you're the one. But, I don't know. I mean, part of me is going to miss the job, but I just can't stand working for that freaking company anymore. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a bummer losing you.
Yeah. It's
P-A-R-T. Why? Because
you've got mail.
Why?
We got mail. We got a good email.
Did we finish? Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
In fact, it was so good that I said, Mike, you should read it.
That's right.
This email is fantastic, and the guy that sent it to us is funny as hell.
All right, folks. I'm going to try to read this as I think it would probably have gone down. All right. It's on two El Chitos of El Papero. That's how long it is. Okay. Yeah. It's from nobody I fucking know. Subject is funny. And it was. It was, people. People. My peoples.
Get on with it.
Right. Anyway. Down to business. I like you. Man of action. No talk.
Get on with it.
Chop sake on the talkie. Action. And action.
All right.
Okay, no, I'm going.
Jesus Christ.
Thought I would write you a true story that happened to me. Feel free to share it. Well, we fucking will. Okay? Like any responsible parent, I would not have a loaded gun in a children's playroom or keep my painkillers in their sweetie tin. But it turns out that for 2 years, there's been a nuclear bomb in one of my kitchen cupboards. Between the tomato ketchup and the Rice Krispies. I fucking love Rice Krispies, by the way.
Especially the Rice Krispie treats.
Oh, dude, you cannot go wrong with Rice Krispie treats. The problem is I can't eat them because of my braces. So
they have the cereal form, too.
I know, dude. I know. It's so good. So, fuck you for using Rice Krispies in your email, okay? That pisses me off. All right, how to on that, maybe. the hell?
That's...
Oh, okay. That's right. You're a man of action. Less tucky. More walkie. It's an American chili sauce that was bought by my wife as a jokey Christmas present.
Some of those joke hot sauces are
nuts, dude.
They're painful.
Yeah. I put one on the tip of my penis. Dude, it hurt. Like, you could feel it. It was like pissing blood. It was horrid. I hated it. I will never do that again. All right. And like all jokey presents, it went in the drawer and was forgotten about. Ah-ha-ha. He says drawer. The leather earlier he said cupboards. This could be all fib. We don't know now. But we'll just say, like all jokey Christmas presents, it was put in a cupboard and forgotten about. It's called Limited Edition Insanity Private Reserve. And it came in a little wooden box along with various warning notices. Use this product one drop at a time, it says. Keep away from eyes, pets, and children. Not for people with heart or respiratory problems. Use extreme caution. Unfortunately, we live in a world where everything comes with a warning notice. Railings, vacuum cleaners, energy drinks, dogs. My quad bike has so many sticker warnings warning me of decapitation, death, and impalement, and possibly erections, that it's just a nonsensical blur.
Possibly erections.
It says that right on there.
I don't think it says
it does.
That. It
says it right there. Right
that.
After the impalement.
It does not say that in it.
I'm pretty sure it does. The result is simple. We use these labels. We know these labels are drawn up to protect the manufacturer legally. Should you decide one day to insert a vacuum cleaner pipe in your horribly nasty, extremely gross cornfield anus, just try to
say that
it does. I said it right here.
It says in your. It does not say
it
that.
Does
I know
too.
It does not.
It does. Or try to remove your eye with a teaspoon. You know, that's why they have those in there. So we ignore them. They're meaningless. One drop at a time. Use extreme caution on a sauce. My ass. Plainly, it was just an American loyal twat. Okay, like a hot sauce. My Bloody Marys are known to cure squints. At an Indian restaurant, I will order a vindaloo, sometimes without the involvement of a wager. So when I accidentally found that bottle of insanity, I poured maybe half a teaspoon into my paella. Where the fuck that is? What the fuck's a paella? What is that? Do you know that? Is it like a Twinkie?
I don't know what it is.
We're going to say it's a Twinkie. I don't know why you'd put hot sauce on a Twinkie, but this guy likes to. So he's got a Twinkie, hot sauce, half teaspoon, copy that, where am I? So when I accidentally found that oh, damn it, I thought I had it, sorry guys. Okay, so, alright, so anyway, Okay, let's see. I poured maybe half a teaspoon onto my paella. That could be a scrotum, I'm not sure. And tucked in. I don't know what that means either. But, anyway. Burn victims often say that they are actually, when they are actually on fire, there is no pain. It has something to do with the body pumping out adrenaline in such vast quantities that the nerve endings stop working. Well, it wasn't like that for me. The pain started out mildly, but I knew from past experience that this would build into a delightful, fiery sensation. I was even looking forward to it. But the moment soon passed, and in a matter of seconds, I was in agony. After maybe a minute, I was frightened that I might die. After five, I was frightened that I might not. The searing fire had seethed throughout my head. My eyes were streaming. Molten lava was flooding out of my nose. My mouth was a shattered ruin. Even my hair hurt. And all the time, I was thinking, fucking shatters. A half-naked bear lands on the damn hood. Florpazoid, he shits a fucking brick and screams like a little bitch. He panics. Ah! He doesn't need another accident on his record. He's already got two. One more, he's out of the abduction club. So what does Florpazoid do? Takes the frick off, people. Meanwhile, the bear, which is really you and your 8-year-old's Winnie the Pooh outfit from Halloween last year, you slide out the hood, onto the ground, and all the other aliens, they're like, oh shit, that was a ride. And there's a freaking bear on, and then they're going off into the woods, because they're allergic to maulings, right? So then, what do? You go back inside, finish up your taco, finish watching your Springer. Now, your dog, he did get punched in the face, so he might be dead, so grab a Tootsie Roll. There you go, folks. Enjoy it. Live it, love it, and I hope the next time you encounter aliens, I hope this helps you.
Hi, Mike. Hey, if you have an idea for how to, you should email him.
Absolutely.
Maybe I'll come up with one.
I will. You're my inspiration.
Well, we had the Chinese mule train just a little while ago, and we're going to take a break. And as we're going to do a break, we've got a great song from Alvin and the Chipmunks for our friends in Japan.
Oh, nice.
Here is Japanese Banana.
isn't it beautiful, boys? The ancient land of Japan.
Boy, sure is pretty, and sure is.
I'm hungry. I want a banana.
Stop it, Alvin. Now, there's famous Mount Fujiyama, and look at the pretty cherry blossom. This is a land that has everything. Rice, fish,
pearls.
No, Alvin, they don't grow
any. I want a banana. Good idea. Let's have a banana. Yeah, banana.
Boys, let's not make a fool of ourselves. Now, don't do anything to embarrass me. I'll never bring...
Have to do that, Alvin?
What?
You and your brothers, I mean. Singing about a banana like that.
We're hungry for bananas.
There are no bananas. There are plenty of cherries.
Do you like cherries?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes, I do. I like.
We are glad that it's all.
That's not a banjo album, that's a samisen.
That's the worst samisen player I've ever heard.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh. How did I get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up. After sneaking up, and this is where I went to school. Most of the time, I'd better face to do. Criminal record says I'm broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Life's better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me.
One thing I do like being down there with the old people is it makes me feel like I'm little again, like a little kid. And when you're a kid, you can eat amazing amounts of food. And that, all just candy. That's all I ate when I was a kid. The only thought I had growing up was get candy. That was my only thought in my brain for the 10 years of human life. Just get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy, get candy. Family, friends, school, these were just obstacles in the way of getting more candy. That's why you have to teach kids not to take candy from strangers if they're playing in a playground. And they can barely understand it. Don't, no candy from strangers? All right, strangers, no candy. All right, because otherwise I'm taking the candy anywhere I can get it. There's such candy, moron, idiot, brains. Just this man has candy. I'm going with him. Goodbye. I don't care what happens to me. Good candy, good candy, good candy. No, don't go. They'll torture you. They'll kidnap you. It doesn't matter. He has no Henry. I have to take that chance. Good candy, good candy, good candy. So the first time you hear the concept of Halloween when you were a kid, remember the first time you even heard about it? It's like, your brain can't even... What is this? Who's giving out candy? Someone's giving out candy? Who is giving out this candy? Everyone that we know is just giving out candy? I gotta be a part of this. Take me with you. I wanna do it. I'll do anything that they want. I can wear that. I'll wear anything I have to wear. I'll do anything I have to do. I will get the candy from these fools that are so stupidly giving it away. So the first couple of years, I made my own costume. They, of course, sucked. Ghost, hobo, no good. So I'm begging the parents, you got to get me one of the ones from the store, the cardboard box, the cellophane top. So one year, third year, finally got it. Superman costume. Not surprisingly. Mask included in the set. Remember the rubber band on the back of that mask? That was a quality item there, wasn't it? That was good for about 10 seconds before it snapped out of that cheap little staple they put it in there with. Thinnest gray rubber in the world. You go to your first house, trick or snap, it broke. I don't believe it. Wait up, I gotta fix it, you guys. Come on. Wait up. That's a kid thing. Wait up. Kids don't want other kids to wait. They must wait up. But you wait up. Because when you're little, life is up. You're growing up. Everything is up. Wait up. Hold up. Shut up. Mom, I'll clean up. Let me stay up. Parents, of course, just the opposite. Just calm down. Slow down. Come down here. Sit down. Put that down. You are grounded. And keep it down in there. So I had my Superman Halloween costume. I was physically ready. I was mentally prepared. And I assume when I put this costume on, I would probably look exactly like the Superman I had come to know on television and in the movies. Now, you remember these costumes. It's not exactly the super fit that you are hoping for. You look more like you're wearing Superman's pajamas is what you look like. It's all loose and flowing. Neckline kind of comes down to about there. You got that flimsy little ribbon string holding it together in the back. Plus, my mother makes me wear my winter coat over the costume anyway. I don't recall Superman wearing a jacket. So you're going out there, you know, and the mask keeps breaking. So the rubber band keeps getting shorter. It gets tighter and tighter on your face. You can't even see. You're trying to breathe through that. Remember that little hole that gets all sweaty in there? And the mask starts slicing into your eyeballs. I can't see. I can't breathe. But we got to get the candy. Let's keep going. About a half hour into it, you take that mask. Oh, the hell with it. Bing bong. Yeah, it's me. Give me that candy. I'm Superman. Look at the pant legs. What the hell's the difference?
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking. So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
In November 2004, Nathan was sentenced to 6 years for committing a gun crime. His mother was left alone.
Hello?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Sweetie, how are you?
I'm doing all right. You talk to the kids?
Yeah, they're doing pretty good.
So what I don't know what been into out there.
You know, you're the only one that could make him do anything. But he said he was going to start acting better after he got the letter from you.
I'm trying to get him on the right path. It's easy to lead him when I'm out there. It's hard from in here.
Nathan, you know how much he looked up to you. I mean, since your dad died, you've been the only one he'd listened to.
Blame me for getting locked up. I know that. I can feel it.
He's mad at you for leaving him.
I know.
But everything else is going pretty good, and I know it will be better when you get home. It's just hard.
When you commit a gun crime, your family serves the sentence with you. Gun Crimes Hit Home. Brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
DJ, what a dumb thing to do.
I'm getting dumber by the minute.
Mom, am I dumb?
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
Maybe I'm the one, maybe I'm the one who is the schizophrenic psycho, yeah. Maybe I'm the one, maybe I'm the one who is the schizophrenic psycho. She lays down on the threshold. She can make everything magical, but she's that.
Listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show and joining us backstage of the wonderful improv, it's our longtime friend, Mr. Michael Pace.
Good morning. How is everyone? It's fantastic to be here. Is it after 12 yet? Because I can say good morning if it is.
Yes. Well, you know, it's an international show, so it could be past 12 somewhere.
Yeah.
Good nobbin'.
Good nobbin'.
Speaking of good nobbin', this hooker the other night that was just, hey.
Yeah? Right. She, how old was
Thanks
she?
Thanks for taking me to that. You took me to the Brazilian steakhouse the other night.
Let's get it right. It's a Texas Day Brazil.
Texas Day Brazil.
If they listen to this, we'll get more free dinners.
We had our first mandate.
Yeah.
Our bromance is hot and heavy.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I shaved.
I don't know what was better, your company.
You shaved not at all.
I don't know. I don't know what was better, the company or the meat sword.
Well, you seem to enjoy the meat sword.
Not as much as you.
Well, you had a cowboy outfit on. It's a gaucho.
You haven't. You have not had the pleasure of meeting my co-host, Mad Mike.
Mad Mike, how are you? I'm glad you're back from Phoenix. Thank God.
Hi.
You need a better travel agent.
Hi.
All right. Okay, put the helmet back on, and we'll get back to you.
I was in the ceiling, in the corner. I was checking it out, and I could see you, and I was like, "Hey, what's up?"
Dude. All right.
No, it's good to see you, good to finally meet you. Jay's talked a lot about you, mostly in sexual ways, but it's good to actually get to meet you in person.
He knows about
all
the sexual stuff.
I know
stuff.
All that stuff. That goes without saying.
Well, look at him. Look at him, Mike. Come on, the guy's attractive. He can't.
He kind of looks like somebody on talk show television.
Really?
Conan?
No, definitely not Conan.
Conan.
He looks like Conan.
No, do you watch Conan?
Do you watch Conan?
Yeah, and he looks nothing like Conan.
Says who? Have you talked to Conan?
Easy, Gilligan. I don't look like Conan.
This guy over here. Jesus.
All right.
So you went and entertained...
You guys like Skipper and the Gilligan. You should do a sketch.
Why don't you do a sketch? Because it works so well on radio.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
I can do some ventriloquism. Would you like to see it?
Yeah, let's see it.
I should do a lot of mime on
the
radio.
You've
anywhere.
Yeah, you've been entertaining the troops.
I've been...
How?
With comedy, smartass.
Yours or somebody else's?
Yeah. That's going to go away soon, and then it's going to be really interesting.
What?
Don't ask, don't tell. It's going to go away soon.
Yeah?
And the gays will be openly serving in the military.
Aren't they doing that now?
Not openly. You can get kicked out for doing that, which sucks, because let's say you're in the shower. You know a guy's gay, and he's not checking you out. That's going to make you feel bad. You know, kind of like an altar boy that didn't get hit on.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
Right.
Someone
that's
what we're
looking at. Yeah. You see, like, if they
get all offended. Oh, you look at him.
When you,
but you won't look at me. Know. What has he got that I don't got?
My chop liver.
what's so great about his meat sword?
I do see a problem when they hand out the uniforms.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a summer, not an autumn, for God's sake.
Gabbana, hello.
Hey, this camouflage makes it seem like I'm not even here.
I want to stand out and be like, hello world.
Right.
I want people to say, hey, I'm gay and I'm going to kick some Taliban booty.
That could be their slogan.
That could be the new army slogan.
Yeah.
An army of, hey.
Well, I mean, maybe if there were more gays in the military, there wouldn't be... so much hostile going on.
Oh, you want them hostile. Believe me, you want them hostile. But you want them to be able to have some R&R, too. So if you were openly gay and there were relationships there, it might work. You might make things, might bring down the suicide rate a little bit.
Right.
You know, because like in the Muslim countries, you can't drink or there's no prostitutes, per se. I mean...
I'm sorry, are we boring you?
Obviously. No, just do that. As soon as I said no prostitutes, I started to yawn.
Yeah.
Because it immediately lost interest.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you know, in Vietnam, they got to go to Saigon. There were hookers. There was alcohol. They were partying. You know, and then they could come back and be ready to rock and roll again. But they don't have that in Muslim countries, which makes it tough on them. Plus, they've been doing a lot of... they'll go like, oh, you're going home in 6 months. And then they'll go, oh, we just added on another 15. Well, that would make anybody snap, especially if you have babies and stuff at home. And
yeah.
You know.
So. Snap babies?
No, you would snap not being able to see your family and stuff.
So they don't have any place like Bangkok in
Muslim
countries?
No, like, I mean, you could probably go to Dubai, but who could, you know, you're on a... You're probably making $12,000 a year, so you probably want it to go to your family.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's the weird part. Is
well, you've been over there. You've been over there three times.
Yeah, that's where the contractors are making more than the troops, so it's kind of weird.
How was that? Was it scary at first when you went over there?
You know, not really. I mean, I've done some stupid stuff in my life. I should already be dead for so.
Did anybody try to shoot you in the ass? I mean, that was in the Navy.
You don't have a one-way ticket to Phoenix for this guy. No, we're in a, you know, there's danger all over the place. Let's just put it that way. And you know, on the medians, like on the highway.
Yes.
Doesn't like highways, do they?
You know the, those little concrete things. Well, they build those like 30 feet in the air, and they call them T-walls. So most of the places are behind those, and then. They're like little cities within a city, you know.
When you're out there, not just entertaining the troops, you get a tour of what's going on out there? Do you?
Yeah, sometimes. Like the one time, the first trip we went, and the guy brought us into the TAC room, which is all their computers and stuff, and they're showing you maps of where they're going to attack next and the terrorist of the week that they really want to catch. And I'm like, why would you show us this stuff, you know? And then... like, well, you're just comedians. I go, comedians undercover.
Who'd you go out there with? Anybody?
Scott Kennedy. Scott Kennedy's been there 33 times.
Wow.
We went to, also went to Saddam Hussein's castle and met General Odenaro. He's the guy that shaved Colbert's head.
Oh, okay.
In the palace, and he's a four-star general, and he gave us a coin. Coins are big. You get coins for... going above and beyond the Call of Duty. He was really cool, too. We got to sit in his office and saw a bunch of maps and stuff, too. Like, yeah.
Taking pictures with your
very
iPhone.
Nice guy, yeah.
Did you have to wear, like, a flak vest when you went anywhere?
Or? Yeah, we wore, you know, once you're in the T-walls, you're okay, usually. But you wear a flap jacket and a helmet. And it's funny, because the first time I went with Scott, I'm like, I go, because he had talked to me for years about going, and I'm like, I don't know, dude, you know. And then finally I said, I guess I reached the point where I'm like, yeah, what the hell? So I go, dude, how hot is it over there? He goes, 120 degrees. I go, you're kidding me. I go, dude, wear your flap jacket the whole time? He goes, yeah, everywhere except for when I'm on stage. I go, have you seen your act?
When he's on the ship, when he's safe with the tea bag,
yeah, tea bagging, I'm sure, happens somewhere along the line. How else do you get
that
to be general?
Don't ask, don't tell policy.
Yeah, part of the, yeah, we don't know if you're... We don't want to know if you're tea bagging. We know you're tea bagging. Yeah.
Well, how long have you been doing comedy now? Like, how many years has it been?
4 million years. I started with a small improv group in a cave, and we traded pelts. It was like a 2-rabbit pelt cover to get in. And we did most of our stuff hieroglyphics and for about 25 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What made you get into it? I mean, did you have normal jobs before this?
I was actually a recreational counselor for special ed and a teacher's aide for special ed, and I bartended.
For special ed?
No. That would make everyone else like special ed. It's not that different.
Right.
Comedy, special ed, bartending, it's all the same thing. Yeah. They all kind of led to each other. So, man.
Yeah. Well, what made you think that you could just do it? Like, I just go out and be funny?
Because everybody would just tell me. So finally I did it.
You should just try it.
Yeah, I started with improv, and then I started doing stand-up on my own because... it's easier to get one person to show up on time than it is for four.
Does your wife think you're funny?
Oh, problem with orgies.
Yeah. You come and then nobody else came. You're like, what the hell, man?
Or you come and everybody scatters.
Yeah.
So what was the question? I forgot.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Does your wife think you're funny or do you really piss her off?
Well, I think she thinks I'm funny at times, but most of the time she thinks I'm, you know, she's been with me for 25 years, so she can't be happy.
She's so disgusted.
The only thing, she's been always real dark and sick, too, so the only thing that makes her laugh is really twisted stuff.
She's a DJ, though, right?
She was, yeah, she has been for a long time, 25 years, but Clear Channel and the like have made it difficult for her to find another job.
Yes.
Clear Channel sucks balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not fans of them either.
We're not fans of any corporate structure at this point.
Right.
Yeah. Take that, Krispy Kreme. Where are my donuts?
He still thinks Krispy Kreme is the best donuts in the world.
Nasty.
It's Dunkin' Donuts.
When you get them and they're warm, you just grab them like the...
No, there's so many better places than Krispy. Krispy Kreme actually used to be good.
Yeah.
They used to deep fry, you know, like the old fashions, they used to deep fry them, and a hell of a lot less sugar, and they were, like, really good. They started in the South. I remember having one. They're like, this is a really good donut. Then when they started mass producing them, they got fat. They just go here. How can we get them fatter quicker? So how can we get them addicted?
Let's just mass produce them.
I think they got a little heroin in the glaze or something.
I'll tell you what, there is only one. I tell you, one Krispy Kreme donut in Maui, and it rocked, okay? That's all I'm saying. It was awesome. I loved it. And there's two cows. I don't know why. They only had two cows.
Does he just come float in and float out? Is that what
he
happens?
He does.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like it. I mean, it's good. It's like...
Yeah.
You know, on a mushroom trip, but
yeah.
You know what I saw in Hawaii? I saw a shoe repair place in Hawaii, right? And I'm thinking, yeah, you know, everybody wear flip flops, you know? Like, hey, yeah, listen, I'd really like to get a couple more years of wear out of these flip flops. Could you put an old sole on them? How much? $20. They cost me $3, you son of a. That's like, it's like the worst business idea in the world. The shoe repair business in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah, that would be bad.
Do you like performing in Vegas?
Well, it's a different beast, you know. This club is all just tourists, you know. Like,
yeah.
It's all Midwesterners, it seems like. So you change your act a little bit because, like, I do this joke about have a 4-hour erection, call the news.
Right.
If you're supposed to call a doctor, I'll call the news and say, more at 11.
Yeah.
Right? Well, for them, they can't in their mind, because probably the news comes on at 10. They can't make that small adjustment. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, that's
because they're that retarded. Right. They're like, 11? Why, the news comes on at 10? That doesn't make sense at all, does it, Harriet? You know, so... And they're like, they don't... You know, I'm from the Midwest, so I'm not putting anybody down, but they don't really mingle with other races.
Right.
So they don't know, like, what would piss them off and what wouldn't piss them off.
Like bobcats?
You know what I mean? Like the little bits that I do that are...
Yeah.
They're kind of gun-shy. They're like, is that okay to laugh at that or whatever? Because they don't hang. They don't hang with any Mexicans or blacks, so they're, you know, like, oh, I just have... There's no... Trouble, for God's sake.
I heard back east there's a lot of Hindustani, a lot of, you know, Indians, but Mexicans are more rare out there than they are out here. And
well, not in any big city anymore. But,
yeah.
But I mean, they don't really hang with them. They're like migrant workers. They don't, you know, they don't live next door to
separate.
Them. Yeah, it's weird there. Everything's kind of still segregated, even though they'll say it's not. It is.
Yeah. Worst comedy club, worst gig you've ever done.
Worst gig I've ever done.
Aside from this one.
He knew what he was getting into.
I did when I used to do improv, we did it was a Jewish singles thing. All right? But it was like Jewish singles over 80. So we're like, so name two places where a place where two people might meet. What, you can't write your own goddamn material? What is it? I think we just have weird places like where two people might meet, you know.
Sids. We came here to see
not like at somebody's house or something, but some place where two people, you know, just in public might meet.
Marty's office.
No, not Marty's office.
close.
You know, close to
a format with a synagogue in it.
You know, they were just all the suggestions were really, really bad.
Yeah. Not proctologist.
Yeah.
Honey baked ham.
What?
I thought this was a Jewish.
Yeah.
Right. Honey baked ham. That's awesome.
How's it going? So it was that was a bad one.
Yeah.
And then I did a couple. I did one at a biker bar.
Everybody.
I was ripping into some dude, but he was, we finally lightened up.
At a biker bar, you ripped into some dude. That could be taken out of context.
At a biker bar, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was on a pulley, and I had a glove on. What are you, sick, twisted bastards am I dealing with over? There's Al Pacino in his leather hat. No, sometimes you're just suicidal after a gig. You're like, how could it have gone any worse? But now it amuses me after all these years when I'm just bombing. It makes me laugh, you know, because it's like, you know, an hour ago I did the same, basically the same show, and they were going crazy.
Yeah.
And you guys just ain't buying it as a collective whole. You're looking at me like...
I've been at a couple of your shows where you've freaking gone off. It's been great.
When I go off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I'd rather go off than... I don't know. I'm at the point now where I despise the audience more than I care if they laugh. I don't know if that's a good place or a bad place.
What he really means, folks, is he loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. buy a ticket. Come see the show.
Yeah. He loves you fucking
buy a
dearly.
Ticket, come to the show. And take a look at my AK-47.
Yeah, exactly.
Sit there, enjoy the show, and
so
shut
you're
up.
On. You have a Facebook and a MySpace.
I have a Facebook and a MySpace, of which I don't know really how to operate them, but I'm better on Facebook than MySpace. Mm-hmm. But I think MySpace is kind of fading out, isn't it?
It seems like it is. It seems like more people
and
are making
the Twitter thing. I really don't. Okay, I told you. With the Facebook, it's like, I'm petting my cat and having a cappuccino right now. Okay, then why doesn't someone find them and stab them and put them out of their misery? But the other one, the status report was in a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
So it's complicated. Mine was, why don't they just be honest and go, in a relationship to hopelessly masturbating and sobbing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have some friends on Facebook and some of the... I have some friends on Facebook that leave some status reports and you're just kind of like, why? Why?
No, I don't... You know, I'm getting to the age where I'm like, I don't really care what anybody's doing, and nobody gives a crap what I'm doing, so I don't know why I have this Facebook. It's become like, all I do is erase messages. You know what I mean? It comes to my, is there anything important here? I'm just delete. I don't want to play Mafia Wars or talk to people. I don't want to talk to people that I haven't talked to in 20 years. There's a reason I haven't talked to them in 20 years.
You said that same thing.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
You know?
I hated you in high school, and I still.
Oh, dude,
hate
we
you.
Had this high school reunion thing. I did it. I did my 20-year reunion. Then they wanted me to come again, and I'm like, "This is in that 5 years. All this Facebook started, all that computer stuff started, and everybody's emailing back and forth, and it was just like high school all over again." And I'm like, "I'm out." They're like, "What? You don't want to go?" I go, "No, man. I don't want to be any part of this. I've been fine since you know I got out of high school. I haven't seen half you people."
Thank
and,
fucking God.
And I'm glad it's over. You know, move on with your lives.
Well, that's a hell of a way to train us. I know I'm a bad guy.
Yeah, I'm an
whatever.
Asshole.
Yeah.
But I was an asshole in high school.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why you...
I'll
post
that as my status.
It's funny because... It's funny because, like, some of these people are gynecologists and cancer research people, and, you know, they're doing something that matters. I tell jokes, and I'm like, we really care about your opinion, Mike. I go, why? Shut up.
Why do you care about what I have to say?
Yeah, I don't understand. I don't understand that aspect of the whole thing.
Now you
work as much as the technology has helped in ways, there's a lot of ways that it hasn't. Like, I just lost all my contacts on my Sidekick, Microsoft. Did you see the article today? I'm not going to be able to retrieve any of it. The notes, the calendars, my contacts, my emails, none of it. I'm never going to ever
what
see...
What phone do you have?
Sidekick.
Sidekick, wow.
So Microsoft and T-Mobile, they were... Microsoft had all the hard drives holding on your information, and they crashed, so... Now I'm, like, never, ever going to trust technology again. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I won't erase, like, if I put a tape on a hard drive, I'll never get rid of that tape, because at least I know the tape's there. The hard drive might crash. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Technology is crazy.
Yeah, I don't trust any of it.
I blew a macaroni in a microwave. I didn't even know that was possible.
You did what? Macaroni?
Yeah. I blew up macaroni in a microwave.
In the Easy Mac.
Yeah, the Easy Mac.
Oh,
apparently, you got to put water in it.
That's easy to do.
You know? I mean, come on, man.
That's easy to do.
Yeah, I know.
You've worked with a good friend of ours, Bobby Slayton.
I remember Bobby Slayton. Where did I work with him? First, one of my first gigs many years ago, Bobby Slayton in New Orleans. And the opening act was really bad. Like, he did, like, jokes. And then Slayton comes on and goes, hey, can you believe this kid? You can believe it. I heard of those jokes since junior high. What is he, an idiot? And then he went down to Bourbon Street and he bought all these salt shakers. They were little Negro Aunt Jemima salt shaker. Can I say Negro? I don't even know.
Yeah,
if
you,
that's,
you can.
I don't even know.
We
what.
We have some Jamaican listeners.
But you know what I mean. I'm not trying to be racist. It's
right.
Just, you know, it's just.
We had Bobby on the show.
The black.
Yeah, we've had Bobby on the show. Feel free to say whatever you want.
The African-American fucking
right.
You know, salt shakers and right. Toothpick holders and all that. And he goes, what else you got like these, huh? He lives only in the South. That's great.
I do.
We don't look at that, you stank.
I would do my impression of Bobby, and he was like, don't do my impression. It's not good.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's all right. Oh, okay.
Oh. Well, we'll get a little louder.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir. All right. We thought we were in trouble.
That's the fabulous security of the Harris Hotel.
Yeah, as it turns out, their backstage is really big.
And it turns out that they don't care either.
Yeah. That's good.
So it's...
No, Slayton's always been... I always like Bobby. A lot of people don't get along with him, but I like him.
He's great.
Yeah.
We did a race with...
with him the time he almost got beat up by two dykes.
Yeah!
You know, because I do that joke about me looking like a dyke.
Yeah.
And then, like, I had this big old bull Duchess,
right.
Diesel Duchess coming after me after the show. She's coming straight at me. I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. And she walks by and she goes, you do look like a big old lesbian.
Oh,
and I laughed my ass off. We high-fived. It was hilarious.
So most of the lesbians are pretty cool. I remember I did this joke about, I was at a gay pride parade supporting one of my homosexual friends when suddenly I was accosted by an angry lesbian. You know, like there's any other kind.
And this late, two lesbians coming in screaming, not a lesbian, I'm angry. And I go, thanks for proving me wrong, man. Yeah,
thank you.
That's awesome.
Usually people will hang themselves if you let them.
Yeah.
They'll prove everything you just said. I got into that with some NASCAR people that were taking it way too seriously.
Yeah, don't make fun of NASCAR.
I was like, do you think any of those people care about you? Yeah. It's because you were stupid enough to buy a $400 matching jacket for you and your wife.
That's just expensive.
I don't understand why people take all their stuff so seriously, because nobody cares.
Right. Just relax. Have fun.
Yeah.
The only thing you really should take seriously is if you're not shitting. You know, take that seriously.
I would take that seriously.
You know, see a doctor.
I mean, when we, you know, up until the other day, when we were concierge behind the desk, you know, people are angry.
Yeah.
When they are here in town, they are angry. And it's like, I can't figure it out. You're on vacation. You know what this town is. So you come here, and, I mean, they're dumb.
And stupid.
And stupid.
Today.
And angry.
I had
people.
Somebody ask me, how do I get outside? I said, through the door. I mean, it's not that hard, people.
I actually had a guy, about a week and a half ago, come to the desk, mad about the pool. I was like, well, what's wrong, sir? He goes, the lazy river out there. It's horrible. I go, well, what's wrong with it? He goes, it ain't doing nothing. It's fucking lazy river.
You don't have to do.
And he was like, I just want to go to the pool at Mandalay Bay. He was so mad that the lazy river was hardly moving.
So lazy.
Yeah, it was lazy.
I mean, where's Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer? It's like, I mean,
get on
you
a
can't even take
get on a raft.
Oh,
you know, and they are mad about everything. Where's my 2-for-1 coupon for the buffet?
Yeah, but those are the kind of people, I mean, you know, my wife used to talk about that in radio. Any freebies brings out the worst in everyone, or any coupon.
But I love the people, because, you know, you're getting really good room rates here in a lot of the hotels in this town. And normally a good room at the Monte Carlo is $130, you know, a night. And you're getting these rooms for $29.
Wow.
And they want to be treated like they're staying in a $130 room.
What do you got to do to get a $29 room?
Below the manager.
Oh, again?
No, I mean, a lot of it's because you use the player's club or something
and
like that.
Up
but
to us and be like, do I get anything free from you? I'll be like, here's a pen cap. Oh, I can't have the whole pen? That's 35 cents.
Yeah. I mean, they're just angry. You know, I just don't understand. They're complaining that the pool, the music at the pool is too loud. It's like, it's a party town. If you want it quiet, go to Laughlin.
Yeah, seriously.
<You're right. laughs> Go to Laughlin and listen to Bones crack.
Yeah, exactly.
Hips break.
Yeah. Right. Nero comes out like this.
Yeah, I don't understand why everybody's so angry, but I can understand because they can't afford to be here, so don't come.
Yeah, right. If you can't come, because right. You know what it is, and you're just like, I spent all my money on the slot machine. Well, learn how to stop.
Yeah.
You know, go play another machine. Well, I'm gonna win eventually.
I see that bit about it. Something happens, you start gambling, like all that clipping coupons and saving for college for the kids.
Yeah.
Damn. Looks like little bastards are going to junior college.
You know, that's the thing is, and some people will just sit down like to a slot machine and not read like what you need to do in order to win the big jackpot. And I was walking by one day going to the desk, and some lady had won. You know, it looked like she had won. Even you know, just walking by, you see the 3 sevens, and she was like, "Nothing's happening. I hit and I put it in." Blah, blah, blah. So I said, "All right, I'll go get somebody." So we bring the slot guy out, and he's like, "You got to play max bet." So she was pissed because she could have won $22,000, and because she played one quarter at a time, she didn't win, and she was like, "Well, I should win something." That's not how it works. It says
here's a kitty cone.
Play max bet to win. You know, it's just, and then so they're just,
you know what? You know
gamblers.
What would be smart? If I ran a casino, I would just run around with worthless prizes and give them to people.
Might as well.
I think they should make a slot machine where it's like, you know, it says win a chicken dinner, and then a chicken dinner pops out.
Roscoe's.
You win three cherries come out. You know, that would be awesome.
I don't know. People act like it's something. There's somebody special. They're not.
Yeah.
And they want to be treated like the stuff people wear here. You know.
They wear whatever they want.
Leather jackets and all the really gaudy stuff. If everybody thinks you got a little Elvis in them.
Yeah. You know. Sideburns.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
So what's next for you? What are you doing after this? When you leave Vegas?
I'm going from Vegas to. We're doing a big showcase at the Laugh Factory Wednesday night for some industry people. Hopefully get another look from them. I think I'm at that age now where I could be like the jaded cop on a series. Nothing to see here, folks. You're not going to make it. Jerry, you want to go get a meatball sandwich? All right.
The wacky uncle.
Yeah. And then.
But sitcoms on TV aren't anything like they used to be. Like
no,
like back in the 80s, they're almost, and now that they all film them like.
Yeah, this guy already went by and said it was okay. Security guy.
Whoa!
Here's a little song for everybody out there.
nobody's gonna change me. Cause that's who I am. These are
crazy nice Kiss right here on the Rock and Comedy Show. Great song, great band. Yeah, sorry about the abrupt ending to our Michael Pace interview. Like we said earlier in the show, two of the security guards were really cool with us being up there. The other guy probably knew because he had the nicer, crisper uniform than the others. Just doing my job. I can't let you in. Whatever. Anyway, great interview. We want to thank Michael Pace for being here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it is going to be Crazy 8 Time, my friends. Crazy 8 Time. That's right.
Man the long nine. Prepare to be boarded.
Arr! Flagship starboard bow.
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though. Learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at KeepOceansClean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Mistress Flora, Fauna, and Merryweather.
In the world of fairy tales, Sleeping Beauty had three good fairies to protect her and all her woodland friends.
Oh, you died!
But in our world, protecting the beauty of the forest is the responsibility of everyone.
Listen well, all of you.
Wildfires are one of the most powerful forces known to mankind.
This is terrible.
But 9 out of 10 are caused by humans and can be prevented.
Whatever are we going to do?
Each of us can make a real difference in the fight against wildfires. Do your part to protect our friends in the forest.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
We'll all pitch in. You really think we can? If humans can do it, so can we.
Log on to SmokeyBear.com to find out what you can do. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
This is Alice Cooper for RADD. There's a lot of things we have no control of in this world, but that's not the case with drunk driving. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives on, and so should you. If we all got along,
a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
It's the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're up here on the 44th floor. Anything can happen next week. We have a surprise. We haven't been told by Glenn who our guest is going to be. As far as we know, it could be Amazing Jonathan.
For all we know. You know what? He still won't text me back. I don't know what that motherfucker's doing right now.
He's afraid you're going to hit him up in the gym.
Oh, yeah, I will. I'm going to find him. Especially now that I did finally get cleared to go back to the gym. So a couple of months, and I'll show you my progress. It should be pretty good.
We interrupt your regular broadcast to bring you this important news bulletin.
That's right. It's time for Not in the News News. We can get things started with Canada.
Blame them.
Canada's some new listeners.
Canadian New Year's is today, actually.
Yes, it is.
Canadian Thanksgiving New Year's. Thanksgiving. My bad. All of our Canadiites.
A Canadian truck driver has been fined for smoking in his vehicle because it is considered his workplace.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody. Instead of a bum.
That's fucked up, dude.
A police officer saw the 48-year-old truck driver on a highway in southwestern Ontario with a cigarette in his mouth and gave him a ticket for $290.
I thought I told you never to interrupt me while I'm working.
The Smoke-Free Ontario Act, adopted in 2006, prohibits working in an enclosed workplace or enclosed public area, and that extends to work vehicles.
Wow.
Yeah.
They are not joking.
They're not.
About smoking.
They're not. Constable Shawana Coulter of the Ontario Provincial Police.
Shawana.
Shawana. We enforced the legislation, and this truck driver was in violation of that.
You know what would be even better? If her last name was Bang.
Shawana Bang?
Shawana go Bang.
How did I not?
How did you not?
This will be,
Just in case anybody wants to know, I have a highlighter in my hand right now for no apparent reason. I'm just kind of, you can hear it a little bit there. I'm trying to make sound with it. I don't know, can you hear that? There you go. That's a
this
highlighter.
One, this one was stuck to the other page. I'm not going to say why.
Oh.
So there's no sound bites for the story, but it's great. Police said a naked man, I guess I could use this one again.
Naked!
Hey! Who appeared to be drunk or on drugs, broke into a home in Slidell... I know what happened. This was going to be the story of the week. But then the real story of the week came in, and I put this one aside.
Oh.
That's what happened. Police said a naked man who appeared to be drunk or on drugs broke into a home in Slidell, cooked and ate a meal, took a shower before leaving. Wrapped only in a sheet, Slidell Police Captain Kevin Folt said a video surveillance system at the home shows that the naked man first used a garden hose to shower outside the house. He later broke several windows, entered the house, and ransacked it before cooking himself a meal.
Oh my God.
Having several drinks and showering again. It happened early in the morning while the homeowners were away. Police Chief Freddie Drennan was hoping for the public's help in finding the suspect. Pictures of the man have been released, including one that was on the front page of the Times.
That is so funny. What the hell?
What's going on in this city?
Just make yourself at home, you know?
Yeah. Dallas police are looking for a man who they said repeatedly sneaks into backyard, dances around naked! And then runs away. That's all he does. Police believe the man has been exposing himself in the same neighborhood since 2005.
Wow.
The most recent incident was on September 30th. Police said he usually climbs a fence or goes through a gate and either dances
naked
or jumps in a swimming pool naked.
Oh my God.
That is the weirdest thing you have ever said.
That is weird.
Police said he also has danced naked on top of a backyard air conditioning unit.
Whoa, really extreme.
Yeah, he's crazy, folks. Police, that's how they do it in Dallas. Police said they were looking for a pudgy man who is about 6 feet tall and covers his face while dancing.
And double hop and hop some more.
You know how you know what I'd catch him?
What?
I just build a stage in my backyard with lights. Turn it on.
Dallas Police Senior Captain Janice Crother said, "Police want to catch him before it escalates into something worse."
Why are you naked?
Something worse. He's been doing it since 2005.
I think that's pretty much where it ends.
How much worse can it possibly be?
He's a pudgy man. Just leave a sandwich in your backyard.
Yeah.
You'll reel him right in.
I'm like, wow. That's what I should have told Jason Baker when he fired me. Was instead of saying, "Thank you, you're doing me a favor,"
thank you. I can grow my goatee back.
Yeah. You should have been like, oh my God, thank God. He's like, what? I thought you were gonna tell me to come to the annual coming out party.
Oh my God, I thought you were gonna fuck me.
Yeah. Oh, I thought this was you.
In a way, you did.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
He was always so sugary sweet. Hi, how are you?
He always was like,
hi.
Naughty
boy. I have something to hide. He has something to hide, I know he does.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time. Oh.
Everybody's got skeletons.
He's got more than skeletons.
Bacon.
He's got a little garden boy named Enrique.
Yeah. A Guatemalan named Romero.
Authorities said this is a weird story, because when I first read it, it said angry foul mouth, but apparently foul mouth is a city in Massachusetts.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So when you read the article, it says, authorities said an angry foul mouth teen.
Like, oh, guys got a potty mouth.
Yeah. Oh, this will be interesting. Authorities said an angry, foul-mouthed teen kicked his mother in the throat.
Are you serious?
Headbutted his brother and punched and bit his father.
Wow.
Why? Ask me why.
Why?
Because his mom took away his cell phone to punish him.
And kicked him.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Kicked her in the throat.
The Cape Cod Times reported that Brandon Turner pleaded not guilty in the foul-mouthed district court to charges that include assault and battery with a dangerous weapon.
Fucking kicked her in the throat.
Yeah.
Mom?
Kicked his mother in the throat, headbutted his brother, and punched and bit his father.
Yo, Mom, I hate your trachea.
Police said his mother took away his cell phone after he hit his 15-year-old brother.
He hit me. Well, I'm sure he meant to do that.
The next day, an angry Turner attacked members of his family. Yeah.
Sounds like you have mental problems, man.
Yeah, you have mental problems, man.
Yeah, it really does.
Man. The father, a corrections officer, had to use handcuffs to subdue his 18-year-old son. Police were forced to use leg shackles to get him under control.
I wonder what's the matter with him.
Over a cell phone.
Looks like a stupid asshole to me.
He was being held on bail for $1,000. It was not immediately clear if Turner has legal representation. Why would he? He's 18.
Yeah.
Gotta hire that.
You can't just kick your mom in the throat and walk away, you know?
I gotta tell you, these stories just trip me out. Like, I was blown away by some of the ones that I was reading. A Western Pennsylvania man accused of fatally shooting his puppy and dragging the dead carcass behind his wheelchair.
Oh my God.
Has been ordered to stand trial.
I'm sorry, and I'm stupid.
Yes, I'll say it again. A Western Pennsylvania man accused of fatally shooting his puppy and dragging the dog's carcass behind his wheelchair has been ordered to stand trial.
Oh, my God.
Get it? Wheelchair and stand trial.
Oh, my
Police
God.
Say a 59-year-old Larry Stonebrook told them he shot the 9-month-old boxer because it was tearing up his house and biting him.
That may be the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Oh, my God.
Police found the dog's abandoned carcass and followed a trail of blood to Stonebrook's housing project. Police say Stonebrook shot the dog with a 16-gauge pump shotgun.
Oh, my God.
Stonebrook told police he intended to bury the dog, but instead left it along a street after dragging it several blocks.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I told you.
What the hell is he thinking?
Stonebrook uses a wheelchair because he only has one leg.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I never shot nobody. I didn't have to.
Seriously.
He had pleaded not guilty to animal cruelty and other charges.
How did he plead not guilty? You shot him with a shotgun.
But he admitted, like, I drugged the body, and then he just said, oh, I didn't do it.
I know.
I didn't do it.
I didn't do that.
Fucking crazy, I didn't do it.
I don't care.
Going back to Canada, folks, a Sheboygan man.
Sheboygan.
Who's 45, is being charged with 2 felonies after stealing a car and later telling police officers
Look, you stole a car. Can you make it much worse than that? If you're from Sheboygan, you can. After stealing a car and later telling police officers that he was a terrorist who planned to blow up the police department and murder his probation officer, this, of course, according to the criminal complaint.
Oh, my God.
Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none of you left.
Jeffrey Gosler was charged with felony counts of burglary and operating a motor vehicle without the owner's consent as a repeater, along with his misdemeanor counts of theft and disorderly conduct, if convicted.
You know what the penalty is for murder in this country?
Well, if convicted, he faces up to 10 years behind bars.
Damn.
According to the complaint, Gosler was pulled over at 2:45 in the morning on suspicion of driving a stolen vehicle. He told police that he'd stolen the car 3 days ago after stealing... Well, at least he's honest.
Yeah,
I took it 4 days ago.
Yeah, dude.
Four days ago, I don't know. He stole the car 3 days ago after stealing the keys from a building. He also admitted to placing a pair of stolen license plates on the vehicle.
Oh, my God.
Like, you're not allowed to talk anymore.
Yeah. Just shut up.
Shut up.
Just shut up.
You're digging a hole.
You stole it. You admitted putting fake plates on it, and you're going to kill a probation officer and blow up the police department. Shut up.
Yeah, for the love of God.
Look, we know Canadians are nice, but shut up!
Yeah.
Shut up! You're just gonna get yourself in trouble.
Oh, darn, you caught me, eh?
Oh, eh. I'm in trouble again, eh?
Yeah, again, eh?
Upon further questioning, Gosler said that when released, he was going to kill his probation officer and blow up the police department. He also stated that he hated all Americans because he was from Canada, and he should be considered a terrorist threat.
This is nuts.
Because when I think of terrorism, I think of Canada.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, they're like right after. Say when we're done with Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Look out, Canada.
We're going to go over there and bomb Canada. That's a big terrorist threat.
Yeah. That moose.
Yeah.
They hide bombs up their butt. Waddle them right into town.
A Tennessee couple broke into the wedding chapel where they had been married a few hours earlier and stole a lockbox holding $500.
Do you want to make more money? Of course we all do.
Brian Dykes, 21, and Mindy McGee,
yeah,
24, of Jacksonboro, were in the Sevier County Jail after being arrested at a Denny's restaurant in Pigeon Forge.
What kind of a person are you?
Right, you're eating at Denny's and you just stole $500. You can afford somewhere
else.
Yeah,
dude.
IHOP.
Yeah, at least, yeah, splurge a little bit, you know.
The jail, well, they do have that $399 grand slam.
Yeah, yeah. Hard to beat.
The jail may have to get a honeymoon suite because that's where they will be spending their honeymoon.
I hope your guys' experiences are unforgettable.
I'd at least taken her to Red Lobster.
You know? Dykes and McGee were married at the chapel. An employee who stopped by to make sure the place were secure discovered a door had been forced open and recognized the car in the parking lot. The wedding pictures is what identified them. They look exactly the same in their mugshots. Police said the couple admitted to the break-in and gave up the lockbox and stolen cash.
You suck! That's so funny, dude. What were they thinking?
Yeah, well, it gets better. We're not done yet.
Yeah.
Police in Massachusetts said a would-be robber abandoned his plans when a clerk demanded to see the gun he claimed to be concealing.
You know what? You're a terrible liar.
If somebody were to come up to me and be like, show me your gun, I'd be tempted to pull down my pants.
Investigators said Adam Alzerubri, 22, of Lawrence, Mass., approached a cashier at White Hen Pantry in Havenville, Mass., and said he had a gun and wanted money from the register. However, police said the suspect fled the store when the clerk insisted on seeing the gun.
Liar!
An officer soon found him hiding in the woods.
Do I look stupid to you?
He was arrested without incident, and police said they did not find the gun. Detective Sergeant Robert Piston cautioned citizens not to try to emulate the clerk's actions. We don't recommend this course of action, he said. Why take the chance with your life over the loss of money? There is no need to be a hero.
They're calling you a hero. When
you know, that's what pisses me off about America. You need to be a hero. Folks, be the hero. Don't, be a little pussy and give him your money when he doesn't even have a gun just because he fucking asks for it. Stand up for yourself.
Tampa, Florida. No Port St. Lucie stories, but we do get Florida.
All right.
A man who brought his kids along on a drug deal, because it was bring your kids to work day, apparently. A man who brought his kids along on a drug deal wound up being busted by undercover cops in Tampa. That's right.
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good.
Fillmore was arrested during a drug buy set up by detectives. They say he arrived with his two children inside the car when he met the detectives.
That's so sucked out, dude.
When officers tried to arrest Fillmore, they said he refused to cooperate and tried to hide the cocaine.
You know, I feel a little dirty.
I thought they were pop rocks.
I like it.
Officers conducted a strip search and found 14 grams of cocaine hidden in Fillmore's butt, packaged inside a plastic bag.
You're too much trouble.
Jesus.
Get some therapy.
The children's grandmother was contacted and took custody of the kids. Representatives of the Department of Children and families were contacted and made aware of the situation. Fillmore still remains in jail without bond.
Yeah.
That's it. You people at home don't get to see the pictures.
That's true.
Sweden, pay attention.
There we go.
We've got two. You've been under the radar, and now you've done something. Done something naughty.
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 Hey, Oh, this isn't Sweden. Oh, we only have one in Sweden this week.
Oh, there's a Sweden one now. Oh, no.
Yeah, we'll
get to it.
Sorry. Germany!
All right.
Because we do have some Germans listening to the show. A German truck driver who caused an accident on Route 40. Oh, in Western Sweden. There's the confusion. He's German. He's in Sweden. And he's high on drugs.
Sweden. That's what we're going to call it.
He's high on drugs and playing with himself.
Oh, my. Look where my hand is. It's in a very naughty place.
And he's been charged with reckless driving and assault.
On himself.
The 29-year-old man lost control of his vehicle, which vaulted and landed on its side in the center of the busy road. When the police officer at the scene approached the vehicle, the horny trucker was found half naked, bearing only a t-shirt. Several pornographic images and a picture of Scanlon was found, and it was sprawled all over the passenger seat in the cab. As the man was being tested for substance abuse after the accident, he proceeded to attack a nurse and continued to pleasure himself while in the midst of the police interrogation.
Oh, yeah. I'm not done till I say I'm done.
I'm so close. The man has now been charged with reckless driving, sexual molestation, and assaulting an officer with an
weapon.
with the charge of assault. Primary psychiatric examination of the man has concluded that he was suffering from serious psychiatric condition at the time of the accident.
Called what? What type of psychiatric condition is that? what would you call that? Masturbatiotomy? What is that?
Staying in Sweden a little bit longer, a 27-year-old man from northern Sweden has certain regrets about drinking a full bottle of vodka.
I'm never drinking again.
Yeah. Oh, no.
After waking up the morning after with a 6-inch penis tattooed on his leg. At least it's not on his forehead.
Yeah.
The man with his with the obscene tattoo, identified only as Joel, recalls little of the evening that led to the ink-filled art attack. But friends were soon able to fill him on the gory details of the evening. After hitting one of the town's night spots, the group headed for a hamburger joint where Joel waxed lyrical about a tattoo of a mustache on a companion's finger. With a belly full of booze and an eye for adventure, he announced to all present that he too would like to get himself a drunken tattoo.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Little did he know that the next booth was occupied by a tattoo artist, who immediately expressed an interest in fulfilling Joel's wish, just as long as he was given free rein to express himself fully on the drunk man's limbs.
This is bad news. All over.
Joel and a friend took off with the stranger in a taxi, but despite waking up with an X-rated leg, Joel said he felt no anger towards the dirty-minded dawdler. I found out afterwards who it was. He works at a studio here, but I went along with it. He didn't exactly force me. Joel said he was initially worried what his mother would think, adding that he did not bathe in public at all that summer.
Oh, wait, you know what that reminds me of? Do you remember the Jackass where, Bam? Got the brand of a penis on his ass?
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
We are just two away from the story of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Albertville, Alabama.
Bringing it back home.
Bringing it back home, ladies and gentlemen.
Dang it, son.
A Marshall County woman is in the city jail here for having a 13-year-old daughter ride in a cardboard box atop her van. That's right.
There are those who say that life is an illusion, that reality is simply a figment of the imagination.
Albertville Police Spokesman Sergeant Jamie Smith said Jackie Dance Knott, 37, of Albertville, was charged with endangering the welfare of a child.
What
She's 13. She's not a child.
Yeah, what about the box?
She's... What about the box?
She could hurt the box.
But they say endangering a child. She's a teenager.
Yeah, not a child. Right?
She's fine.
She can take care of herself.
She's fine if she falls off.
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt as much.
Yeah.
What the hell?
A little elbow scrape, you know?
As a child. Oh, anyway. Was charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Smith said the child was turned over to a relative.
I don't think it's any better in Alabama.
Smith said police received a call of a minivan traveling on U.S. 43 with a large cardboard box on top with a child inside, teenager. Officers stopped the van and asked not why the child was riding on top of her vehicle. This was almost the story of the week. Not says, the box was too big to go inside the van, and she'd be able to hold it down if she was inside the box.
Seriously, though? Like, oh my God.
Smith said the woman told police when asked about the child's safety. This makes it all worthwhile right here. Smith said not told the officers that she had the box secured to the van with a wire coat hanger.
It never fails to surprise me how completely without the intelligence you are.
Dude, a coat hanger. That's just totally gonna... That'll totally work.
That was going to be the story of the week. I swear to God. I was like, I'm done. And then came this.
You saw this.
The headline that says, woman arrested after exposing herself at a football game.
That happens.
It does, yeah. But not like this.
Did you fart?
No.
You're fucking gross, Charlie.
Police arrested a 40-year-old woman after she reportedly exposed herself to several football league players. Venus Lewis was charged with 3 counts of lewd and lascivious exhibition and battery.
Battery.
According to the police report, Lewis was at the ED Krosky Recreation Center. She had been chasing 2 league football players, both under 16 years old. She told them she would catch them and have sex with them.
Hot granny sex.
She then walked between 2 picnic tables.
Did you fart? Seriously.
No, you're ruining the story.
Sorry,
it's brilliant.
It's gross.
She then walked between 2 picnic tables, pulled her pants down in front of the boys, both of them.
Wow.
Wait. Walked between 2 picnic tables, pulled her pants down in front of the boys, and inserted a tampon
Boy, you are some kind of freaky.
What?
The boys told police they looked away.
That's fucking gross.
Lou was also laid on a picnic table and began masturbating in front of the boys. Police said Lewis was intoxicated.
No, really? She was just thinking, oh, this will really grab their goat.
At some point, Lewis also attempted to grab the genitals of another boy.
Oh, my God.
Lewis has 9 previous arrests, including a September 7th open container arrest.
Wow.
She is being held at the Marion County Jail in lieu of $25,000.
What the hell was she thinking?
I'm just going to go over there and insert a tampon.
Right now. And then, you know what? Since he's in my pants down, I might as well masturbate. Why waste it, you know?
Was she masturbating with the tampon?
Yeah, I don't know. How was she doing it? Was it still in there? Was she like, well, seems like my pants are down. I don't want a good de-panting to go to waste.
That's our story of the week.
Wow.
I love it.
That's awesome.
It's a great story.
Some people are just whacked out this week.
Whacked, nutty, nutty, nutty. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got the Crazy 8 Countdown. Not going to want to miss it.
And we're going to clear out.
This is Paul Stanley from Kiss for Rad. Recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Some of us work months producing a CD, but in less time than it takes to play it, someone will be killed in an alcohol-related crash. So please don't drive when you've been drinking. Plan ahead. Arrange a designated driver. Remember, friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You're walking alone on the street. A group of people is hanging out just ahead of you.
Hey, yo, where you going? Come here.
As you approach them, they immediately surround you.
Hey, well, let me talk to you first.
Taunting you. One of them attacks you. Before you know it, you're being robbed. You're a victim of a pack robbery, a robbery involving a group of assailants. In times like these, pack robberies are becoming more of a threat to our communities. These groups steal and are often more violent. Protect yourself from becoming the victim of a pack robbery. Avoid groups that are loitering or hanging out. Plan a safe, well-traveled route. Avoid desolate or poorly lighted areas. Be aware of your surroundings and the people around you. Don't be afraid to cross the street or avoid an oncoming group. Trust your instincts if you feel unsafe. To learn more about protecting yourself from pack robberies, visit ncpc.org or contact your local law enforcement agency.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
All right, class. Let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all of these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him in the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah. We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ag...
I present to you 3 of the fiercest subjects ever assembled in the Cage of Doom. First, the brain-wrenching behemoth Algebra 2, weighing in at a mind-boggling 800 pounds. Foreign languages! The multilingual international sensation capable of tossing you clear across the Atlantic. And finally, biology. More ferocious than formaldehyde, she'll dissect you one chromosome at a time. Who among you will step up to their challenge?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Me too.
I'm in.
Sign me up.
Take on the tough classes now. You need them to prepare for college. Find out which classes you need at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
It's Crazy Jay.
We were just having a little fun.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Damn, that was fun.
Fun.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy Jay with you. Matt Mike is in the house.
What's up, peeps?
We're up here on the 44th floor, and we're getting ready for Halloween, the annual Crazy Jay Halloween party.
Come on down. Even Miss Connecticut.
Miss Connecticut?
Yeah. Or Mr. Connecticut. I don't know what it was.
So, as you can see, the decorating for the party is underway. What do you think?
Think about what?
For the party.
What do I think we should do for the party?
No, what do you think of...
We should throw confetti.
Never mind.
What?
What do you mean, what?
What? You don't like confetti?
I said, what do you think of the look so far of the party? We're getting it ready for you.
Oh, yeah, no. It looks good. I really like it. Tequila head is prominently displayed.
You're an idiot.
Yeah. You're figuring that out now?
No, I just don't like to say it.
Oh.
He's not the average common two. He's different from everyone like you. He's everybody's brother and son. He's different from anyone. He's Crazy Jay. He's got something to say. Crazy Jay thought he'd play some tunes, and some of them are just like loons. Come on, Jay, people don't want to wait. Give them your Crazy Eight. Crazy Eight.
Yeah, it is time for the Crazy Eight Countdown. Top 8 songs of the week. We've got Halloween coming up, and as you know, the week of Halloween, I don't do a show because I'm inundated with my Halloween party.
Right.
And we're pretty deep. I mean, if you guys don't know the...
Balls
the,
deep.
It pretty much. Which is kind of cool that I'm not working because I was falling behind. Usually this time of year, I'm almost done.
So you might get a show after all, people. You don't know.
You know, you might not. But usually I'm really busy with the Halloween party. And this year's theme, we're doing a funeral parlor / morgue crematorium. And
I gotta thank
Rhonda. She has kicked some ass with some of the props that she's made this year. And
Did a giant worm? I don't even know how she did that. It looks so real.
It wasn't a worm. It was a vacuum tube.
Oh. It looked very real.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Even sucked onto my hand.
But it's going to be awesome. Extreme Karaoke, the guys that did the listener party, are going to be here to do karaoke and rock band. So it's going to be badass.
That's cool.
And everyone's invited.
Everyone.
Everyone.
All.
So, because we're not going to be here the last week of October, we're going to do the top 8 songs. These aren't really necessarily the best. We could even do this for the next couple of weeks and get through the Halloween stuff. These are the top 8 Halloween songs of this week. Next week we'll do part 2. We're going to get things started with a great song by Barnes & Barnes.
And Noble.
There you go. Barnes & Barnes and Noble. This song is really cool. It's a very haunting melody, but I love the accordion on this song. And it's being done by Weird Al.
Oh, nice.
It's called I Killed Her With Love. Right now, I'm the Crazy Eight.
She said, I killed her with love. I didn't mean to. I held her too tightly and I crushed her with love. And now she's gone. Was I so wrong? I can't understand it. Well, who could believe the madness we weave? That's not how I planned it. She said I consumed her with love. Was it a crime, baby?
She was ready, ready for love some other time, maybe. And now she's gone. Was I so wrong? I can't understand it. Oh, who could believe that as we weep, that's not how I planned it. Smothered in love, you were sorry, oh no. I'd do it again, it was done out of love. One day she'll know it. But now she's gone, oh, was that so wrong? I can't understand it. Oh, will we believe the madness we weave? That's not how I planned it. Now she's gone. Oh, was that so wrong? I can't understand it. Oh, who can believe the madness we weave? That's not how I planned it. No, that's not how I planned it. I held her too tightly. I crushed her with love. She couldn't take it. She said I killed her. I killed her with love.
And there it is. I killed her with love. Very haunting, haunting melody. Love it, though. It's a good song. And like, I only play it once a year, so there it is.
And by love, he means mayonnaise.
Yes, all over my face. Because I know that's where you're going to take me down some perverted road. By the way, Sheila Kennedy, who was here when you were gone, the penthouse pet, she signed you that picture.
I know, there. I saw that. I was like...
Nice ass cheek right there.
Yeah, she signed it right under her booty. Now that's love.
That is love.
That is
she's
love.
After your co-host job, though.
I know.
She's after it.
She is hotter than me.
She would be a little easier to look at.
Yeah.
Come on, Crazy Jay, this ain't Sonic Heaven. It's just insanity. Let's go with number seven, number seven. Number seven.
Oh, number seven on our countdown comes to us from a movie that... many of us have seen. I have seen it over 230 times.
Used to
participate in the audience participation of
Gremlins?
The film. Not Gremlins.
Are you sure? Candyland. Yeah. Oh, Candyland.
Not Candyland. Talking about the Rocky Horror Picture Show, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to jump to the left. Step to the right. Put your pelvic in motion. It's time for the time warp. Here it is for you now.
It seemed that fortune had smiled on Brad and Janet, and that they had found the assistance that their plight required. Or had they?
Hi. My name's Brad Majors. This is my fiancée, Janet Weiss. I wonder if you might help if you see our car broke down a few miles up the road. Your phone we might use?
I think perhaps you better both come inside. This way.
Are you having a party?
You've arrived on a rather special night. It's one of the master's affairs.
Oh, lucky him.
You're lucky. He's lucky. I'm lucky. We're all lucky.
Ha 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 ha.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
Let it spin around.
With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me to the ground. Let it spin around. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're the start of sensation.
Like you're under.
It is number 7 on our countdown. The Time Warp from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Fun times. I went and seen it here in Vegas not too while, maybe last year, just around Halloween, and it sucked. It sucked so bad.
Really?
We used to, when I used to do it back in high school, I mean, we used to go to this theater, and I mean, you'd wrap, the line would wrap around the theater waiting to get in, and we used to take just bags of rice and toilet paper. I mean, just really just do it up, and now they make you buy this little fucking pathetic brown paper bag, and it's got a handful of rice, a couple playing cards in it, some confetti, and they're like, that's it. That's all you can take in there. I'm like, what the fuck? This is all I can take in here. We used to take a 25-pound bag of rice and split it up with the 15 of us.
The fuck were you doing with rice?
You never been to the audience participation version of the film?
No.
Oh, my God, it's crazy in there. Like, during the start of the film, when they have the wedding and people on the screen are throwing rice, people in the audience throw rice.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, and there's a song in there called You're a Hot Dog. So when they start singing it, everybody starts throwing hot dogs.
Oh, my God.
And it says a card for sorrow, a card for pain. You take a deck of cards and you just fling them up in the air and all the cards go everywhere. And then they go, there's a light at the Frankenstein place. Everybody light a freaking lighter. You start, you totally get into the film. And you shout, you know, you shout the lines at the screen. And I went, like, first time I saw it in Vegas when I moved here, I was, people were talking, and this lady was like, are you guys going to talk through the whole film?
Huh. Yes.
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 That's what.
Crazy Jake and the Sonic Kicks. Here we go now to number six. Here we go, let's go, give them number six.
All right, number six on our countdown comes from another classic movie.
So,
what?
Is it Jaws?
No, it's not Jaws. That is my favorite. That is my, I think, one of my favorite horror movies of all time. I mean, you can call it a horror movie, yeah. But I think it is. Because no other shark movie even compares to it. And if you go to our website, you can see our parody movie of Jaws.
Oh, Jaws, yeah. That's true. Ooh. Is it Sandlot?
I think I'm gonna redo that, and I'm gonna take Nick's face off and put Glenn's in.
Yeah,
we'll awesome. Re-update the movie trailer for Jowls, is what it was called.
Jowls.
No, I'm talking about Ghostbusters.
twice because there were two movies.
They're not going to play it twice.
There were two movies.
So what? It's the same theme song.
No, it's slightly different.
No, it isn't. It
just slightly. It's just very slightly.
It's not.
There's one part that's slightly different.
Well, I'm not playing it. We're moving on down to number
the
five.
Drums are a little
number
heavier.
Five on our countdown, a movie that's actually getting a remake.
They put a cowbell in there.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, I heard
here's
about that.
DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince with Nightmare on My Street.
To tell about this guy, you all know me, and he's scared as hell. He comes to me at night after I crawl into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie, and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day, and even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's home when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night, so the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movie. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright though, cause the lady was chill. Then we zipped to the theater, set to film. We saw Elm Street, and man, it was death. And everything seemed alright when we left, but when I got home and laid down to sleep, began the nightmare, but on my street. It was burning in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a coke, flipped the TV off, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming and thought, oh, I can't, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, a big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. The souls of your friends, you and I will claim.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burnt. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, hey, care guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, house and an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. Pulled the covers up over my head. Said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but through the covers with his balls, tried to get me. But my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day. I thought, I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Oh man, I gotta call Jeff. I gotta call Jeff. Come on, come on. Come on, Jeff, answer. Come on, man. Jeff, it's Chris, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning. What
Jeff,
do you
would
want?
You listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Man.
Jeff, listen to me. No, don't
no.
go to sleep.
I'll talk Jeff. To you tomorrow.
Jeff,
I'm going to bed.
Crazy.
That's a classic. That's right there, so number crazy. 5 on our calendar. And that began the nightmare on my street. I love that. Oh, are you having fun?
No.
You lying, liar. Moving on down to number 4. This is a great song from Stephen Lynch from his album.
You
a
Dirty
little
Whore.
Bit special.
Oh.
Yeah, he probably will have an album like that. Wouldn't put it past him. This is from his A Little Bit Special CD, but let's play the intro first.
We're sliding around over the place. We're gonna slide this song into your face. All the little girls say, Jay, give us more. Instead, he's only gonna give us number 4. Come on, Jay, don't snore. Number 4.
We talked about it just a little bit. Stephen Lynch from A Little Bit Special. Here is
A Month Dead.
A Month Dead.
Balmer did such a lovely job. A lovely job. She's a month dead and she's starting to smell. But if loving a corpse is a sin, I'll see you in hell.
You gotta love Stephen Lynch.
Yeah, I thought he was saying, there's a moth dead.
A moth dead?
Yeah.
There's a moth dead and it's starting to rot.
But it still looks really hot. I don't know, it's weird.
Anyway, that's Stephen Lynch coming in at number 4.
Every night and day, I search the radio. Crazy Jay Show, there's nothing else out on the airwaves. Come on, Jay, give us all of our raves. Number 3, I said, we gotta go. Yeah, 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 I said, it's number 3. Whoa, whoa, said,
number three.
Great song from a great movie, too. That's it. I love that movie, American Werewolf in London, which is the inspiration to Michael Jackson's Thriller video.
Was it?
Yeah, he loved John Landis's version of that movie. And,
oh,
yeah, so there you go. A little, little history about that song.
I would make a movie called American Werewolf Buying a Waffle.
Buying a Waffle?
Yeah. I think that's got movie potential.
You think it does, really?
It does, yeah. It really does.
Well, that was number three on our countdown, Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon.
Come on, Jay, don't be blue. They want in Santee, not the blues. Give them number two. Come on now with number two. You know just what to do. Give them now your number two.
Yeah. Number two. Number two from a very fun girl, very sexy girl, Phoebe Carter, coming in at number two with her Halloween song called Spooky Sexy.
Oh, yeah.
Which is basically about a song about girls that want to dress up like sluts, but you're sluts anyway, but. Yeah. So it's.
But we love you when you do that.
It's we really do.
Really.
Like, oh, that was really a stretch for you, wasn't it?
Yeah, right.
The costume. You really put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah, you're really going. You're really acting this part out.
So yeah.
Really outside the box.
Yeah. Woo, you really put a thought in that costume.
Yeah.
Well, I ripped my underwear.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yeah.
Because you normally don't wear underwear.
Yeah, right.
Anyways, the number two on our countdown, Phoebe Carter. Here she is with Spooky Sexy.
Trick or treat, I'll give you something sweet to eat. Feast your eyes on my disguise, I'll make more than spirits rise. You'll wanna drop your lollipop into my pillowcase. But the treat for me is when I see that look upon your face. Until my night, this one a fright when things get really scary. I look like what you see behind the desk of a library. Like a werewolf when the moon is full or some kind of witch's hexy. Just once a year, I have no fear and I get spooky sexy. I'll be a Playboy bunny or I'll be a French maid. Whatever I'm wearing, I'll be looking like a girl who wants to get laid. I'll even be a call girl pimp daddy, but I will not get paid. Cause the rest of the year you won't know I'm here, into the background I will fade. I could be a belly dancer or get an I Dream of Jeannie costume. You won't even know that I'm the same girl when I walk into the room. The ghosts and ghouls and other fools can have their candy corny, but there'll be a pull from all of your jewel cause you'll be beat so horny.
I'm good at golden word, I'm told never act too bold, but
I love Halloween, it's the one where you're getting dressed like a fly.
Spooky, it's a trick or treat, all the candy you can eat, that can be a bore.
I love Halloween, it's the one where you're getting dressed like a
spooky,
I'll be your Reese's Piece and give you some almond joy. I'll be showing off my sweet tarts and make your Starburst boy. I'll put on a cat suit and look real cute with a tail that's long and furry. This little kitten's going out to play the cash goodies in a hurry. In a dominatrix outfit, I'll get Snickers and some chuckles. Mike and Ike will try good and plenty to get my mounds out of the buckle. I love Halloween, it's the one night of year getting dressed like a slut. Spooky sexy, spooky sexy.
Dracula's dungeon and the mummy's grave are just too cold and damp.
But I'll keep you warm on Halloween night, dressed up like a little tramp.
Spooky sexy, spooky sexy.
When I was a little girl, I wanted to be one of the princesses. Cause even in those cartoons, those chicks have revealing dresses. Goblins and ghosts can be the most at giving you a scare. Your heart will race when I'm at your place, cause my cleavage will be bare. The other girls can be butterflies, or fairies, or the witches. I'll be looking hotter to all the guys than any of those bitches.
Out to Vegas and do the show. It's been a long time.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Right now, though, it's time for number one, the number one song of the week.
Sweet.
It's been seven songs since Saturday. Now the number one he's gonna play. This isn't gonna be too long, cause it's time to play the number one song.
Hey, there it is. Woo-hoo. Number one. It's Weird Al Yankovic with his song called Nature Trail to Hell.
Thank you.
Nature Trail to Hell by Weird Al coming in at number one. Awesome. Number two on our countdown was Spooky Sexy by Phoebe Carter. Number three, Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon. Number four was A Month's Dead by Stephen Lynch.
A Moth Dead.
A Moth Dead. Number five was A Nightmare on My Street by, whatever happened to DJ Jazzy Jeff?
Oh, you didn't hear?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I didn't hear either.
That's funny. That's funny. Number six on our count. That's really funny. Once in a while, you get a zinger in there. That's pretty good. Number six. Apparently, he didn't hear what happened to his career either.
He doesn't even know. He's really sort of like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, we were a team. He got a TV show, and then I got fucked.
So, yeah, dude, what the hell?
Wow. You didn't hear either. Oh, that's great.
Zing.
Number six on our countdown was Ghostbusters. Number seven was Time Warp. And number eight was I Killed Her With Love by Parts of Bond. I don't know either. Oh, I want to thank Michael Pace for being here. Yeah. Check him out at michaelpace.com. He's also on Facebook and MySpace. If you check out, if you're an Curb Your Enthusiasm fan, he was on that episode. He did an episode. I think it was in season two, so you can check it out on the DVDs. Plays an officer. Very funny.
That's good.
Very funny.
A funny guy.
He is really funny.
He does kind of look like Conan O'Brien, though.
He doesn't look anything like Conan O'Brien.
What are you talking about?
Like freaking Jay Leno.
Is he a talk show host?
Yes.
Are you sure?
He's so stupid. Anyway, well, that's it. That's it for this week. I can't take any more. I lost my job, and I'm working with you.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! That's French for applause.
Applause.
Ta-da! Anyway, that's going to do it. Join us next week, and tune in to find out who the hell our guest is.
And fuck off.
Yeah, bye.